Take your Bibles this morning and turn with me, please, to the book of Jude. The book of Jude. I believe, Brother Jason, you spent some time in Jude last Sunday night, didn't you? It was one of the places you were. I'm going to be in the end of the chapter there in the book of Jude. And I do think about different things. You know, we preach through the month of December about Christmas and use it as an acrostic. I've never done that before, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed preaching on Christmas the whole month of December. And then as I sat and I meditated and I prayed, I began to think about this new year, and 2023 is in the history books, and now 2024 is ahead of us. And the Lord impressed upon my heart just a simple title for the message today, and that would be More in 24. More in 24. I hope that I can convey to you what the Lord has conveyed in my heart. Let's stand in reverence to the Word of God. I want to begin reading in verse number 20. I tell you what, Brother Jason, if you'll help me if I get stuck, I'm going to try to quote it, okay? But you just help me if I get stuck, okay? But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Did I get it, brother? Let's be seated and pray together this morning. Father, I want to thank you this morning for the privilege to come in your presence. I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sweet spirit that's already in the service today. Lord, the singing's been absolutely wonderful. Lord, the fellowship with your people. Lord, when we're sick and we can't shake hands and can't hug one another's neck, how we miss that. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a measure of health that we could get back to the house of God. And Lord, I know that there are some this morning I'm missing. I look out there and I see Brother Wayne and Brother Jack's wife's not here. Lord, there's others. I know that Rusty and Holly, they'll be coming home from the hospital today. But Lord, we know that Lord, you're able to touch them. We pray, Lord, you would touch Miss Abby in a special way this morning. God, I pray now that you'd touch the preaching of thy word and touch the hearing of thy word. And Lord, we'll give you glory for that you do. For we ask it in the name that's above all others, the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen and amen. I'm going to ask you in the onset of the message, when you look back at 2023 and you think about and consider a year that we have in front of us, would you want to do less or would you want to do more? Would you want to be less or would you want to be more? There's a song, Brother Junior, if you could find it, we could sing it in the invitation. I think it would be wonderful. And it says, more, more like Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of the one who died for me. I think that would be a great song that would fit with this. And if I'd have thought of it earlier, Brother Junior, I would have mentioned it earlier. Miss Marie's playing the piano for us today, and she and Brother Junior are discussing right now and looking at it. It reminds me of a lady that played the piano in the church I pastored, the first church. She had crippling arthritis. We had a fellow that came through, and he was visiting with us one Sunday morning. And boy, could he sing. Man, he could sing. And he looked over at the pianist, and he said to Sister Sarah, now she was in her mid-80s. He said, Sister, can you play so-and-so? She looked back at him and said, the question is not, can I play it? The question is, can you sing it? So that might be what's going on with Sister Marie and Brother Junior right now. Amen. The question is not, can I play it? But the question is, can you sing it? There's some things here in the Word of God. He said, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Would you want to have more faith? Did you know I believe we can have more faith? I believe the Bible said grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. I believe the disciples, when they made a request of Jesus, there was two things that they requested. One was, Lord, teach us to pray. Both of them will be incorporated into today's message. And the other one was, Lord, increase our faith. I'll tell you one thing right now. Your pastor can pray from the bottom of his heart today, God, increase my faith. I can pray from the bottom of my heart today, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Let's get into the message this morning and see what the Lord would say to us about more in 24. The first thing I want to call your attention to is this is addressed to the saints. If you look back up at verse number 17, he said, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. So God is drawing a contrast here in the book of Jude between those that do not know Him and those that do know Him. Because in verse 20, he starts with the words, but ye. But ye, and then he uses this word, beloved. He's talking about the children of God. The world today, all they're interested in is more money, more power, more prestige. I mean, I hate to say it, but even in our Congress, I'm telling you, beloved, all it is a wrestling match for control. Oh, I tell you, wouldn't it be good if the wrestling match was over and a bunch of women and a bunch of men would look to heaven and look to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say, we've made a mess. We need some help. Amen. Amen. And I tell you, it would be a blessing. But this is addressed to the saints. It's the saints of God that should desire more, not more power, not more money, not more of the things of this world, not more recognition, but more of Him. And I'll show you in the text today some of the things that I believe we should have a desire for more in 24. The Bible said, but ye beloved, it said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. When you look back at your scripture in 2023, are you content with the time? Are you content with where you were in your growing in the grace and knowledge and the knowledge of the scripture? I am challenged in my heart because there was a time in my life when I used to memorize not verses, but chapters in the Word of God. Now, some of it I could lay aside as an excuse. I'm a little bit older and I don't remember as well. But I'm going to be honest this morning because I believe that's the only way we're going to hell. I don't put forth the effort. than I used to hide God's word in my heart. Amen. I used to carry 3x5 cards, brother, to work with a verse of scripture. Could you imagine if we just took one verse for each week in this year and just committed one verse of scripture to heart, carry it with us to work, carry it with us to school, carry it with us to college, carry it with us at the dinner table, maybe just read it or try to recite it at the dinner. Could you imagine in the end of the year, 52 verses of scripture committed to memory? I believe that Jude has got it right. He understands even in his day and in his hour, even in the last days, he's warning about the others, amen, that would come along and that would mock. You say, Pastor, how in the world are we going to be able to make it? I'll tell you, there's only one way that I know of. We better take this book, amen. We better read it. We better heed it. We better hide it in our hearts and in our lives. Psalm 119 said, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. One man said, the more of the word of God that we have in our heart, the less room there'll be for sin. And the less of the word of God, the more room there'll be for sin. So I see the importance of more for the saints, more in the scripture in this year that God has blessed us with. And then you say, well, Pastor, that says building up yourself in your most holy faith. How could you talk about the Bible? Well, it's kind of simple. If you understand this verse, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I think many times that is taken and it's only applied to a lost man or a lost woman, that faith cometh by hearing. Honey, I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen, Jesus gave us the whole book of John, and John comes down to the end of it, and he said, many other things were written which Jesus did. He said, I suppose if they were all written, the whole world couldn't contain the books that would be written. He said, but these are written that you might believe. God wants us to be a people. You say, how important is that, Pastor? Well, Hebrews tells us this in Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For we must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know what I believe? I believe if we had a 3x5 card in our pocket each week of this year, some of you young people could do one of them a day. That's exactly right. You've got a keen mind. Amen. You can remember all that stuff in trigonometry and all that stuff, beloved, in science. I'll tell you, if you just put one verse of Scripture in your heart every day, what a difference it could make in your life. And some may be a little further gone than I am. They may not be able to make one verse a week. I'll give you your first verse. You ready? Jesus wept. Say that with me. Jesus wept. That's a verse of Scripture. Did you know that? You say, well, Pastor, that ain't much. It is if you think about it. I'm wanting to have a prayer meeting, Brother Jason, up on that mountain up there. And I knocked on that door to see if we could have a prayer meeting. You ought to get up on that mountain up on, I think it's Eden's Ridge or maybe something like that called it, and look over Bloomingdale. You say, Pastor, why is that in your heart? I tell you why, because when Jesus looked out over Jerusalem, He wept. Amen. He wept over the city. He was burdened. He was concerned for the people. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. I want more faith. Pastor, I want more faith. Then you're going to have to spend more time in this book. I'm going to have to spend more time in this book. And then the Bible said, pray. I wrote down the word supplication. Now you might be a prayer warrior, and I thank God for you if you are. But I tell you, that's a weakness in my life. You say, Pastor, you shouldn't talk like that. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible said, confess your faults one to another. Amen. Every one of us have areas in our life where we're strong and areas when we're weak. You say, Pastor, why would you admit that? Because maybe there'll be 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 people go out here today and say, God, help my pastor in his prayer life. Because I'm going to tell you, where there's no prayer, there's no power. Amen? And we need the power of God. We need the power of God if we're going to see people helped, if we're going to see people saved, if we're going to see God do a work in our community. We need that power. There's that supplication. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. The Bible in another text said, pray in all ways. Pray in all ways. And I'll tell you, beloved, I believe that God wants to help the saints through the Scripture and through supplication and prayer. And then the Bible said, in the Holy Ghost. The next word would be the Spirit. I'm going to tell you, beloved, listen, there really is no praying apart from the Holy Ghost. And really, there is no pleasing God apart from the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. What we do, we cannot afford to do it in the flesh. We must do it in the Spirit. I can thank God that there were some times that I could put my finger on and know that in 2023, God led me. The Spirit of God pricked my heart. The Spirit of God spoke to my heart. You say, well, Pastor, why are you preaching? Because I want more of that same thing in 24. I want God to lead me. I want God to show me. Amen. I want God to use me. Don't you? Amen. But if we're not careful, we'll sit back on our lees. We'll be content with one service a week. We'll be content that the Bible is closed from Sunday to Sunday. Some are content not to even carry a Bible to the house of God. I want to tell you something. This is not a Catholic church. We're not going to come in and read out of a little booklet. Amen. We're going to read out of God's Word. By the grace of God, we're going to teach God's Word. By the grace of God, we're going to preach God's Word. By the grace of God, we're going to live God's Word. And Brother Junior, by the grace of God, we're going to sing God's Word. It's what I like about that last song there based on Scripture. I don't know how many people I've had in my life say to me, well, you know, Pastor, there's no such thing as a good man. The Bible said there's none good, no, not one. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't know how many times I've quoted that verse of Scripture to them. In and of ourselves, that's right, there is nothing good. But I'll tell you, there's a good man moved inside of me in 1987. Amen. And I can yield to him. And the Word of God said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. I see the saints of God, the Scripture, the importance, more in the area of supplication, more in the area of the Spirit. But in verse 21, I see more with the Savior. The Bible said here, keep yourselves in the love of God. Let me tell you something right now. When we lose our temper and we open our mouth and it blurts out of our mouth, that's not the love of God. Beloved, when we repeat something that's just gossip, that's not the love of God. Amen. I tell you, beloved, I believe with all of my heart, when the Bible is talking here about the Savior, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, I believe we ought to desire more of Him. I believe we ought to desire to be more like Him. I believe we ought to love Him. And I believe the Scripture's teaching us right here, we better be looking for Him. If we're not careful, we'll get numb to the teaching that Jesus is coming. And we'll get like the world. Where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep. If you understand the Scripture, beloved, the Bible said one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. When you look at it the way God's looking at it, Jesus has just been gone a couple days. And He'll be back. Amen. He's coming. And if He comes in 2024, I don't want him to find me just sitting back with my arms crossed, satisfied. I want him to find me digging in this book. I want him to find me on my knees. I want to find him to find me telling somebody else about the wonderful grace of God and the forgiveness that he offers through the cross of the Lord Jesus. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, we need more. More of his saving fullness see. More of the one who died for me. I guess, Brother Jason, in honor of the young preacher, I didn't plan on saying this, but here it goes. I need more of him and less of Fox News. Did you know this? For me, it might be less of Fox News, but for every one of us, it's less of something. Somebody say amen. If we're going to have more of him, we're going to have to be less of something else, amen, in our life. Then I see the souls of men more. The Lord let me see something here that I'm not sure that I've ever magnified. I have in a way, but the Bible said it of some have compassion making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. I spent 10 years of my life preaching in the prisons. And this was one of my favorite passages of Scripture, asking God to help me to make a difference in the lives of others. And I don't think that is wrong. I think it's right. But I don't believe that's the primary application of what's being said right here. When he said, of some have compassion making a difference, others save with fear. I believe what the Scripture is really teaching here is there's different ways that people need to be dealt with. And we need to make a difference in those ways. In other words, beloved, I'm thinking back, and this is where my mind went this morning, Sister Sharon. You're sitting back there and you're going to be baptized next Sunday. She was saved in 89 and texted me last week and said, Pastor, I was saved. Gave me the date. I believe it was October. I'm going to tell you something. You've been saved, you know. And you might not know the date, but you know where you were. You know if it was spring or summer or winter or fall, if it was a Bible school, if it was a Christmas play, if it was a revival meeting, or if it was mom and dad that came in the bedroom and you knelt by the bed. You know where you were when Jesus lifted that load off of you. That same night, this is what God brought to my heart. I was down at the street down below where Sharon lives, and I was dealing with a man that, well, he was a Methodist. He was proud that he was a Methodist. Proud of it. And I said, well, are you all of the Methodist flavor that believes you must be born again? Honey, you say, well, Pastor, I wouldn't have asked a question like that. Honey, I'd ask it a Baptist. There's Baptist churches. Put your name on this little card. You'll be all right. No, I'm going to tell you something right now. If all you are is a Baptist, you're in trouble. The Bible said that the children of Israel over there in Egypt, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's the only thing. That faith in the Lord Jesus, that blood applied, is going to get us to heaven. I was dealing with that man, and he said, oh yeah, he said, but our problem's social issues. And I looked at him, I said, you mean sodomy? And I'm telling you, his countenance changed. We don't say that. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I dealt with him in a little different way than I dealt with Sister Sharon when I met her. This man needed to be dealt with in this way. I said, sir, that's a Bible term. He's backing up and leaving me. We don't say that. We say gay. I said, well, why not just talk like God does? I said, they're sodomites. And it's an abomination in the sight of God. You know what I found out? He had plenty of religion. But I believe he lacked the relationship. Because when you have a relationship with Jesus, you agree with Him about sin, whether it's in somebody else's life or whether it's in your own life, whether it's in somebody else's family or whether it's in your own family. You say, well, preacher, if God was upset with that sin, surely there would be judgment. Let me just say this. Hang around. Surely there will be. It's a sad day in America when the President of the United States put his stamp of approval on that mess. I said a sad day. And if you'll look at it, beloved, we ain't done nothing but went off the cliff since. We got men leading our military that's got lace on their bloomers. You say, Pastor, where does that come in? I'm telling you, you need to talk to people sometimes in a different manner. And some have compassion. You can speak to them in love and you can speak to them gently. But this crowd, beloved, that's denying the only Lord God and denying the book and denying the blood, others say with fear, you need to stand up. Amen. Songwriter said, stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Let me ask you this. Can you not see it in the life of Jesus? Watch this. Look how he deals with a woman taken in adultery. And look how he deals with the Pharisees. Is there not a big difference in how he dealt with them? The woman taken in adultery, Jesus gets down and he writes in the sand. He said, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her, and they just begin to disperse. I have no idea what he was writing in the sand. I'd like to know. One day I will know. I don't believe he was just playing. Amen. I believe he spelled it outright in the sand. Amen. He looked up and said, woman, where are thine accusers? She said, I have none, Lord. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. If you take that scripture, beloved, and you think that God is condoning adultery, you're crazy. You can look at a man, beloved, listen, that was possessed with devils. God dealt with him different than he dealt with the devils in the temple. The Pharisees, whited sepulchers, full of dead men's bones. You've made the outside of the cup clean. But he said the inside's filthy. I'm just telling you, beloved, if we're going to be what we need to be and reaching souls, we need to understand, beloved, that some people need to be dealt with differently. Some people are going to need to hear and see the love of God, the compassion, and of some have compassion making a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. I'm asking God for one more. One more soul. You say, well, Pastor, what are you going to do if he gives you a soul? I'm going to ask him for one more. I'm going to give you something in a minute I believe will help you. I hope it will. And then the last thing here is our stand. More in our stand. I've already touched on, I guess, some of this, but the Bible said, now unto him that's able to keep you from falling. Brother Jason, I love you, but I can't keep you from falling. You love me, but you can't keep me from falling. Brother Chris, you love them teenagers, but you can't keep them from falling. And I love you, brother, but I can't keep you. Brother Houston, I love you, brother, but I can't keep you from falling. And if there's a man in this church that loves his pastor, that man loves his pastor, but he can't keep me from falling. How many's glad? There's one. Hallelujah. That can keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. He's the only wise God. The Bible said, our Savior, I will say He's my Savior. this morning. He said in verse 3, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Can I say this to you this morning? We need some contenders in 24. We need some that's not going to roll over, some that's not going to cave in, but some that's just going to take a stand and earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. More. I want to read something in closing today. I read this morning. I believe the Lord leads us. And I wanted to go to a Sunday school class this morning, but as I went in the office, the Lord just said, "Why don't you just take some time and spend it with me?" And I did. And I ran across this, and there's something here that I believe God wants to help our church with. Did you know that everybody in the church is not going to preach? You know that, right? You know everybody in the church is not going to be a deacon. Everybody in the church is not going to be a Sunday school teacher. Everybody in the church, Brother Junior, is not going to sing in the choir. Everybody in the church is not going to lead the music. Everybody in the church is not going to play the piano. Everybody in the church is not going to sing a special. Spring of the year is coming, and there's some of us that's just chomping at the bit. We just can't wait to get back on the street. We've just found it just so wonderful, amen, to get out there and knock on doors for a couple hours. Brother Charles, I met him knocking on his door back there. Miss Sharon, Brother Adam, met her before I did. That evening we met her. Listen, God's got more people for us to meet, more for us to reach in 2024. Amen. I believe that. But I want you to listen to something, and I hope this will help you, because it helped Pastor. "Well done." This is a verse of Scripture, Matthew 25:21. "Thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." The writer here, I'll give you his name. His name is F. E. Marsh. The writer said this, and I want everybody to get a hold of this morning. Nita, you got your walker, honey. You can't go out there and knock on doors. And I understand that. We've got some people up in years that not able to do. Brother Wayne used to go to the jail faithfully. Loved it. He ain't able to do that anymore. But I want you to listen to what I'm about to read to you. I believe this would change us. I believe sometimes, Brother Jason, I'm not speaking for you, but I believe we're guilty sometimes, you know. Maybe there's four of us or five of us going on visitation, or six or seven. I believe seven's about the most we ever had at one time going out on visitation. I believe some of us are, I said I believe, I might be wrong, maybe I'm the only one, but thinks, well, where's some of the rest of them at? Why don't they go with us? Why don't they understand the need? And why don't they understand the joy of just being able to be used of the Lord? Listen to me carefully. "Faithful over a few things. Therein lies the difficulty. From the time immemorial, man has aspired to do great things. If you think you have received only a few things, and therefore you find it difficult to say or do anything for God, look around you. You will notice that it is those who have received few things who constitute the majority of the servants of God. As a matter of fact, I'm inclined to believe that when we appear before the judgment seat of Christ on that great day, we will discover that the most important work has been done by those who thought that they were the least of God's saints. Many Christians are discouraged in what they are able to accomplish for Christ because they look too much upon those who have many talents. I'd give anything, brother, if I could play all them strings like you do. Amen? If it's got strings on it, he can play it. He can sing. Listen, many Christians are discouraged in what they're able to accomplish for Christ because they look too much upon those who have many talents and who seem to be accomplishing great things in the Lord's work. You may say, I cannot preach. I cannot even give a testimony. It's hard for me to pray out loud or speak about Christ to others, even my nearest kin. Never mind your inability to speak fluently. If you cannot witness for God by word of mouth, then speak by your silence and by your love. You have the love of God to shine abroad in your heart, so let your light shine in such a way that darkness will become blackness indeed. Be faithful in a few things. You have received joy in the Holy Spirit. Do you make others happy with it? You have received peace. Do you make peace wherever you go? You have received forgiveness. Do you forgive those who offend you? Do not try to suppress. Do you try to suppress gossip and the sins and shortcomings of others? Or do you help to broadcast gossip and slander by repeating it? If you think you must have great speaking ability in order to witness for Christ, or that you must have great wealth in order to accomplish anything for Him, have you considered that the greatest favor you can do for anyone can be done in secret on your knees? The day all of God's children are faithful in the ministry of intercessory prayer, according to God's promise, will be the day that hell trembles and heaven resounds with joy. Be faithful in what God has given you. Be faithful in the few things that are yours to use for His glory. To truly recognize the faithfulness of our Lord is to respond to Him in faithfulness. Faith feeds upon God's faithfulness and becomes faithful and full. That spoke to my heart. Now I'll ask you a question. Brother Jason gets in the pulpit and he says, Tuesday night we're going to meet at the church at 6 o'clock. We're going to go out into the community, knock on some doors, tell people about Jesus. Now listen to me. I've already told you 4, 5, 6, 7. But you know what God spoke to my heart? When you announce that, brother, now listen, only you know and God knows, but when He announces that, is there something that goes off in your heart that says something like this? Lord, I won't be able to go, but I'm going to pray while they're going. Or is that an announcement just go flying out with the wind? You see, God knows the difference. Somebody say amen. You're not the pastor and you're not preaching this morning. But have you been in need somewhere this morning? And said, God help that preacher. God help that choir. God help that Sunday school teacher. You see, the judgment seat of Christ is going to reveal all that. I left here last Sunday morning feeling like a great old big 6 foot, 200 none of your business pounds flop. I just feel like I flopped. I know I was struggling with my physical being, but I just felt like a flop. Brother John said something to me Wednesday night. He said, Pastor, he said, sometimes when you think you ain't doing no good, that might be when you're doing your best. And I've got several text messages this week how God used what I thought was a big old flop. Are you listening to me? What I'm saying is this. When we get to stand before God. Some that might think they're doing real good might not be doing so good after all. And some that think they're like Paul, less than the least of all the saints. Sister Helen, I think of Sister Rachel over there. She can't hear good, can't get out. But that woman prays for this preacher. And she prays for this church. Amen. More. God, give us more in 24. More to go. More to pray. More to study. More to memorize. More. Listen, we don't get more of the Spirit of God, but may the Spirit of God get more of me. I got all of the Spirit of God I'm going to get when I got saved. But he's still working on getting all of me. Somebody say amen. Amen. Sister Diane, I sure am glad I talked to Sister Brother Doyle before church, because this wouldn't look good. I just now noticed that you're sitting there all by yourself and he's sitting back there. Amen. But he told me he's got a coughing problem, so he wanted to stay close to the door. Amen. I would have thought, well, what's wrong? Of course, you know, you could have sat back there with him. Yeah. I just thought I'd point that out. In case he needed a cough drop or something. Amen. How many's glad you saved this morning? How many, by the grace of God, wants to do more, be more in 24? Amen. What are we going to do, Brother Jason, if we have that first visitation, 10 shows up? What are we going to do? We're going to do the same thing we're going to do if 2 shows up. We're going to try to mind God, ain't we? You'll hear announcements in the church, and maybe it doesn't even pertain to you. Sure Foundations class is going to have game night on January 19th. What you could do is pray that your pastor will whoop them all. Ping pong. Amen. It's going to be good, ain't it, brother? We're going to build it up. Amen. Going to build it up. How many's going to be looking for an index card this afternoon? Verse of Scripture. It don't have to be an index card. Write it down. You know what? It would be wonderful, wouldn't it, Brother Junior, maybe on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night, just 2 or 3 people, every service, stood up and said, God, help me to memorize this verse last week. I want to try it this morning. You say, well, what if I mess it up? Honey, it'd be better to try it and mess it up than not to try it all. Amen. Amen. Be better to teach and mess it up once in a while than not to teach at all. Be better to preach and make a mess once in a while than not to preach at all. Be better to sing and miss the key. Oh, I think of Brother Fred. I love that man. Every once in a while he'd miss the timing or miss the key. That made it even more special to me. Just want to serve God as long as I can. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming. Let's bow our heads.